Logan Magnolia, head football coach Matt Strade. Coach, made your way into the playoffs. Got the win you needed to on Friday night. Let's talk a little about that win and, what was behind it. Getting Ashton back behind center, I'm sure, was nice. But what were your takeaways from Friday?
Yeah, the kids have been playing really hard. Man, defensively, we've been really sound for a few weeks now, even playing tough opponents. So, and that just continued. We had some really good stops. We were backed up a couple times. They backed us up, inside our five a few times, and a couple good stops there. And offensively, to your point, Ashton, yeah, coming back gives us another weapon. Allows us to move Brody out to receiver. He made a couple nice catches for us, and Carson Edney's just been another level the last couple games.
You talked to me last week before this game and talked about, the physicality that Akron Westfield brings to the table, and certainly I think that game played out that way on Friday. How did your, schedule and maybe, the last couple of weeks before that kind of prepare you for that?
Good point to bring that up. Very well. IKEA Manning and Woodbury Central, of course, are two of the better teams in our district and play that type of style. Probably the difference between those two teams and Akron is they have some skill weapons that make it more complex than what maybe Akron does, which maybe allowed us to bring another guy into the box, to stop the run. So that helped us.
Yeah. Big picture of what you guys have, the season as a whole in terms of, guys just, being injured and not having a full roster most of the season to find your way back to the playoffs. I mean, what does that say about this bunch?
The seniors, they're great leaders. And first of all, our theme this year has been don't flinch. And there's been several moments within each game that something goes wrong and we can either pout about it and worry about it or just play the next play and play the next game for that matter. And the kids have. And I think part of the reason why we're here and not looking outside in is because of their leadership and because they bought in. And again, I think week three, we felt sorry for ourselves. And since then, we've been progressing.
Well, ACGC coming up, certainly one of the top teams in Class A all season long and just the program that they continue to churn out. What are some, initial thoughts on them and what you kind of see with them?
Yeah, our office coordinator texted me yesterday and goes, it makes me miss our old offense a little bit because it's it's the same thing. That's a Madrid connection there, and they run a little different version of what we used to do. But it's the same thing. You hit all gaps and you hit them fast, and you got physical people up front that get off the ball, and that's very challenging to defend. I don't know. I have to come up with a plan to see if we can. You almost got to guess right sometimes, when you play that type of offense, and hopefully get a little penetration. They don't allow much, but hope you get a little penetration, disrupt some of it.
Yeah, given that you are used to that offense though over the many many decades, I suppose, or not many many, but a couple at least. Does that help a little bit?
Yeah, it helps you and worries you a little bit too, because it's assignment based, and everybody has a responsibility they have to do. And if one person doesn't do it, then that's going to fail. Or if one person is outmatched, that's also going to fail. And so that offense seems like it's a bunch of bodies just flying at one spot, but it's really not. They space it really well, and it's challenging.
When it comes to and you mentioned some things there, certainly assignment sound being a big part of that. Anything else that would be important for you guys in this matchup?
Yeah, to keep the ball and to run some clock on our own. You can't, the offenses like that, you can't give too many opportunities or they're going to find their way in the end zone. And just watching a little bit of the Riverside game, they had a couple of turnovers and a turnover and onside kick, and then just gave them two more opportunities in the first half, and it seemed to get away from Riverside really quickly, because I thought Riverside moved the ball well early. Then it got a little bit of the three, four touchdown game, and game's over when you play that type of team.
Matt Strade, head coach for Logan Magnolia. Coach, thanks a lot for the time. Appreciate it, and wish you the best this week.
Great, thanks, Derek.